Hello, I'm Amanda Goldston of www.learntarotonline.com. This is the sample readings for exercise 5, which is the exercises that go with the pentacles. So we've now come to the end of all the cards. We've gone through the major arcana, the cups, the wands, the swords, and now the pentacles. So these are the sample exercises that go with them. So first of all, take out your deck of cards and lay out the cards as follows. There's two spreads in the Celtic cross spread. One is a work spread and the other one is a relationship spread. And the other one then is the 21 card Romany Gypsy spread. First of all, lay the cards out as follows for the Celtic cross. In position one, put the two of pentacles. Cross that in position two with the four of swords. Underneath that, as the root of the situation, put the queen of cups. To the left-hand side in position four, which is the past or influence is just leaving, put the emperor card. Above that in position five, which is the first of the future cards going forward, put the ace of wands. Next to that, to the right of the cross, put the Ace of Swords, which is the next of the cards going forward. And then in position 7, which is at the bottom of the vertical line, put the Two of Swords. This represents the fears. Above that, in the home position or other people, put the Eight of Swords. Above that, in the hopes and wishes, put the Eight of Wands. And above that, at the top, in the outcome, put the Death card. So this is somebody who's come with a general question of what's happening in my work situation. So as before, lay the cards out for yourself and have a go at interpreting them for yourself before you listen to the rest of this audio with my sample interpretation. Write down any notes, any insights, anything that comes to mind about the cards. Here's my sample interpretation of this. So first of all, as before, look at the balance of cards that you've got in the Celtic cross spread overall. So here we can see we've got two major arcana cards, which is the Emperor card in the past and the Death card in the final outcome position. We've got one cup card, which is the Queen of Cups. We've got one pentacle card, which is the Two of Pentacles. We've got one wand card, which is the Eight of Wands in the hopes and wishes position. Sorry, two wands cards. There's one in the immediate future, which is the Ace of Wands. And the second one is the Eight of Wands, which is in the hopes and wishes. And the rest of the cards, which is four of them, are swords cards. We've got the Four of Swords, we've got the Ace of Swords, the Eight of Swords, and the Two of Swords. So as that's the majority of cards, this would suggest that there is a lot of things going on for the person, which is head stuff. Let's just have a look at what we've got here. So the person has asked about what's happening with their work situation. Now, our ultimate outcome, which is where I tend to look first, is the Death card. And obviously, as I'm sure you're aware, that is not a physical death. However, it's something ending. And as something's ending, something new is going to be beginning. It's a time of changes for the person, and it's going to be quite important for them to decide where they actually want to take those changes and be willing to go with the flow. When you have an outcome such as the death as your final card, what I would probably tend to do would be to put another row of cards up the side of it, going from the bottom 7, 8, 9, 10, to see if we can get a little bit more information as to exactly what's happening and what these type of changes are going to be. Let's go back to the beginning and have a look at the situation. You see, with the Two of Pentacles and the Four of Swords, we've got somebody who seems to be running around in circles, feeling very drained, very stressed, very run down, probably not being particularly productive. Everything seems to be an effort and a strain. They seem to be kind of meeting themselves coming back, not really accomplishing very much. and feeling very drained as a result of it, which is quite understandable. At the root of the situation, we've got the Queen of Cups. This may be the person themselves that you're reading for, or it may be somebody else that is involved in their life or is involved in this whole situation in some way. The Queen of Cups is a person generally who is quite loving, caring, giving, very sensitive person, can be quite psychic, quite intuitive, very much a feeling type of person. And to the side of her, in the past or just leaving position, you've got the Emperor. Now, the Emperor is a completely different personality to the Queen of Cups. This is somebody who represents authority, power, somebody who can be very dictatorial, very fond of the rules, very strict, rigid, very unemotional, very logical, can be very difficult to please. As a person and as a situation, this is likely to be something that's maybe legal or official or involves paperwork or documents or things being done in a particular way, which is the whole situation. Now, going forward, we've got a very, very interesting situation because we've got two Wands cards. We've got the Ace of Wands and the Ace of Swords, both of which are about beginnings, new opportunities, new things coming. The Ace of Wands is bringing either a new work opportunity, new business, new creativity, a time for opportunity, for growth, for expansion, for doing something that brings a lot of stimulation, a lot of satisfaction. And the Swords, the Ace of Swords, again, is about a new beginning, but it's also bringing in force, willpower, or should I say force of will, force of energy, focus, direction, willpower. It is very much about setting your course and saying, right, this is where I'm going. This is the direction that I'm going in. And setting yourself in that direction. The crown at the top of the sword indicates that ultimately that will be successful. Might be a bit of a battle. There might be a lot of energy needed to go into it and having to be very firm and very strong. But the ultimate result is success. Now, as we move across here into the Fears position, we've got the Two of Cups. Sorry, we've got the Two of Swords. The Two of Swords is about having to make a very difficult decision. Sitting in the Fears position would suggest that the person knows they have a very difficult situation, a very difficult decision they've got to make. And they are trying to be logical and rational and unemotional with the decision because that is what they think it requires. However, there's an awful lot of emotional things that are kind of being buried underneath the surface and not really being properly dealt with. In the Fears position, there is a great fear that the person is going to make the wrong decision. They know there are a lot of changes, there are a lot of opportunities, and they are concerned that they think they need to make the decision logically to make sure that it goes forward correctly. Whereas really, making these decisions need both the heart and the logic. We've also, in the position above, which is the position representing either the home and the environment or other people, we've got the Eight of Swords. And this is a card of restriction. This is a card of feeling stuck, restricted, constrained. And because it's kind of coming from other people or it's within the home, this can be something that somebody else is putting forward into the equation where the person you're reading for feels as though their hands are tied, feels as though they are going to have difficulty making the decision because they've got pressure from other people who are putting restrictions, who are putting perceived things around them, where maybe they feel as though they've got to please other people. And so in pleasing other people, in trying to do the right thing, they're not really going to be able to do the things they want to do. The next card in the Hopes and Wishes is the Eight of Wands, which is things moving forward very, very rapidly. This is really quite interesting where you've got the Ace of Wands and the Eight of Wands. So obviously whatever's here being offered is requiring the person to move forward quite quickly, which is something they want to do. They want to be able to take the opportunity and run with it. However, then this sort of with the Ace of Swords, the Eight of Swords and the Two of Swords, feeling like they really want to run forward with this opportunity. However, that there are difficult decisions, restrictions around them. And the ultimate outcome, assuming that they don't make any changes, because this is what the cards are saying to them, is that if you just allow this to unfold, you don't do anything to alter it or change it, which obviously you've got the free will to do. Where it's headed for you is the Death card, is endings, is major beginnings, things changing, lots of new things coming in, where you need to be able to go with the flow going forward, decide what's actually important to bring with you from the past, be willing to let go of the things that don't really serve you, and allow yourself to move forward. Because the Death card, it brings endings, but it brings new beginnings, and those new beginnings are always for the better. They're always positive if we can allow them to take place. Now, as I said before, rather than leaving somebody with an outcome of a Death card, where if they're not familiar with the tarot cards and they're kind of sitting there fixated on this last card, which many people will be, and have not listened to most of the rest of what you've said to them, because they're seeing the death, they're concerned that somebody's going to die or they're going to die. And this is always a good idea to, if you can record your readings for somebody, because then they can listen back over to it. But as I said before, what I would probably do in this situation, rather than leaving the death as an ending, I would put another row of cards just to see how this is actually unfolding for them. That's our Celtic Cross sample spread using all of the cards in the Major Arcana, and that was in relation to somebody with a work situation. The next one we're going to do is also a Celtic Cross, and this is in relation to somebody who's asked about a personal relationship. Take the cards out of the deck and lay them out in the Celtic Cross spread as follows. Once you've laid them out, try and interpret the spread yourself before you listen to my interpretation. Make any notes in your tarot journal, anything that leaps out at you. What we've got here as we look at this, as we put the cards down, first of all, we've got the Three of Wands. This is crossed by the Hermit card in position two. Underneath that, at the bottom of the spread in position three, which is the root of the situation, we've got the Star card. To the left of that, in the past or just leaving, we've got the Six of Cups. Above that, in the first of the future going forward positions, we've got the Ace of Pentacles. In the next position, which is to the right of the cross, we've got the Tower. That was position six. That's another one of the going forward cards. And then in the line going vertically from bottom to top, at the bottom, we've got the Ten of Cups, which is in the Fears position. Then in the next position above that, we've got the Wheel of Fortune, which is in the home or the environment or the influences of other people. Above that in position nine, we've got the Chariot, which is hopes and wishes. And above that, as the outcome in position 10, we've got the Two of Cups. Take a look at the whole spread first of all. And this particular spread has actually come out with quite a large balance of Major Arcana cards. We've got the Hermit in position two. We've got the Star at the bottom, which is the root of the situation. We've got the Tower in position six, which is one of the going forward cards. We've got the Wheel of Fortune in position eight, which is the home or other people. And the Chariot in position nine, which is hopes and wishes. So the things that we're dealing with for this person here are probably quite fundamental, quite deep-rooted, maybe things that are going to have a long-standing impact on them. Now, as we look at the rest of the spread as it's gone down, we've got one wand card and we've got three cups cards. We've got the Six of Cups in the past, we've got the Ten of Cups in the fears, and the Two of Cups in the outcome, and one pentacle card. Lay them all down. This is a person who's asked about a personal relationship. Now, they may or may not have given you any more information than that as to what the situation is about. But again, I would look first of all to the outcome, and the outcome being the Two of Cups. Now, the Two of Cups is a card of love, support, friendship, soulmate, understanding, connection. It's a wonderful feeling of being with somebody, of connecting with somebody. This is kind of backed up by the Ten of Cups, which is in the fears position, which is a card of happy families, of love, of gratitude, of support. So I would say that their outcome actually is going to be fine, that there's going to be somebody in their life, if it isn't already the person that's there now, that's bringing them all these wonderful things. Now, as we come back to the beginning, we see the Three of Wands crossed by the Hermit. Now, the Three of Wands is very much somebody who is blazing their own trail. They're creating their own path. They've set their own course. They know where they want to go. In some ways, a little bit of a loner. In some ways, somebody who is determined to make their own success on their own terms. And help and support is there for them when they need it or when they choose to ask for it. But often they don't. Often they tend to sort of go off on their own route. Now, crossed by the Hermit is an interesting one because this is somebody who is either perhaps feeling somewhat lonely, somewhat alone, somewhat unfulfilled. But that's perhaps more unfulfilled from a self-liking perspective or from a spiritual perspective, more so than necessarily financially. And this person perhaps is in a position where they've either needed to take some time out or realise that perhaps they are on their own. They've either been put in a position where they've got to take some time out and spend some time with themselves, or it's something where they're choosing to do. Now, interestingly, for the root of the situation, you've got the Star card. And the Star card is normally about hopes, wishes, everything working out as you would like it to. It's a sense of wonder, of almost naivety, innocence, of things just unfolding and happening. And when you look at that with the Six of Cups, this is something that's either to do with children or to do with the past. It would look to me as though something has come from the past, has come into the present, that on the one hand the person is very pleased about, but on the other hand it seems to have really caused them to start needing to look inside themselves at what's important. Of the cards then going forward, we've got the Ace of Pentacles and the Tower. The Ace of Pentacles is about a new source of money or a new source of income coming in. With the Tower card, this may be something that's coming quite unexpectedly. Or it may be that the source of where that's coming from is something that is an unexpected source or offer or something that had not been expected. And as we're talking here in terms of a personal relationship, the Tower also looks as if it's something that's come into that person's world relatively recently that perhaps has shaken things a little bit at the root. And with it being directly across from the Six of Cups, I would be inclined to look towards saying that there's been something come in to the life from the past, maybe a person or a situation that on the surface perhaps looked as if it gave them everything they've wanted. There may be more things underneath that need closer looking at. However, the overall feel of the whole thing is a very positive, very constructive, very useful reading. You've got the Wheel of Fortune coming in either the home environment or other people. So there are new opportunities, new things coming in. The Chariot is saying, in the hopes and wishes, very much take control, decide where you want to go, set your focus, set off in that direction, deciding what is important for you. And the Ten of Cups in the Fears is really, as a very positive card, is saying not to worry. If you're kind of a little bit concerned that maybe all this work and business success, that the part of this person that maybe is looking for a relationship, a soulmate, happy families, maybe the part of them that's looking for that, not to worry, because it's there as well. And this spread to me as a relationship very much looks as though somebody has the opportunity to kind of almost have it all in their life, to have all the things that are important from a business and work perspective, and also to have this lovely soulmate, friendship, relationship, love, support that's around them. That's my interpretation of those cards that have gone down. Take all of your cards now, shuffle them all up together, and just lay them all out again for yourself. Think of a question relating to a work situation. Lay all the cards and the spread out and just interpret it for yourself. Jot down your notes in your tarot journal. And the same again then with a relationship spread. So shuffle them all up, lay them all down, and just interpret that for yourself. You may want to imagine that you're reading for another person. Maybe you've got John sitting in front of you or Jane sitting in front of you. You might also, at this point, even feel confident enough to be doing some readings for people that you know. And because you're actually reading the pictures on the cards, you're not relying on intuition coming through, psychic coming through, although you'll probably find as you go through the readings, more and more so, it will do. Practice for yourself, with yourself, or practice with other people. You'll be amazed how much you're able to tell somebody simply from looking at the pictures, looking at the cards, the colours, the symbols, the pictures, what's happening. Just start to allow your own intuition and feelings to come through. So those are the practice spreads for the Celtic Cross. The next one we're going to do is a practice spread using the 21 card Romany Gypsy spread, which is 3 rows of 7. The bottom row from right to left being the past, the middle row from right to left being the present, and the top row from right to left being the future and going forward. Take the cards out of your deck and lay them out in the 3 rows as follows. So starting at the bottom right-hand corner, we've got the 6 of Pentacles, then the Magician, the World, the 3 of Swords, the Fool, the 2 of Wands, the 10 of Wands. Then go back to the start of the second row from right to left and put the next card down, which is the Sun card. Then the 9 of Cups, the 4 of Pentacles, the 7 of Swords, Strength, 3 of Pentacles, 9 of Wands. And then the third row going across from right to left at the top. Start with the 10 of Swords, the Queen of Wands, the 3 of Cups, the 9 of Pentacles, the Lovers, the Hanged Man, and the Justice. And as before with this, we're going to read them along from right to left, going along the bottom, then along the middle, and then along the next row. The bottom being the past, the middle the present, and the top row being the future. Put all the cards down. Look at them for yourself and just try and get an overall feel for yourself of the colours. Does this seem like a fairly bright spread, or does it seem that it's a bit dull, bit dark, bit hard going? actually, it's a fairly bright spread looking at it, then just look to get an overall feel of the balance of cards that we've got. So we've got three major arcana on the bottom row. We've got two in the middle and three in the row above. So we've got quite a few major arcana cards. We've got four pentacles cards overall. We've got three swords cards and the rest are wands. So this is quite a balance. So as we're kind of coming along, starting at the bottom, we've got the Six of Pentacles, which is about having extra money around, feeling as though there's enough money to be able to give and share with other people. Perhaps also a sense of balancing the books, of trying to be fair with people. You've then got somebody who's incredibly talented, very capable, very talented, probably very generous. And somebody who is actually feeling that perhaps life has been fairly good to them, with the world at their feet, completions, cycles, things just kind of feeling fairly good. Then this is interrupted by a Three of Swords. So it looks as if there's been some sort of argument, discord, some sort of lack of harmony, possibly even heartbreak. And the other side of that, then, we've got the Fool and the Two of Wands. And in some ways, both of those are maybe pointing towards a bit of a sense of restlessness. Maybe having come to a point where things perhaps are fairly stable, which is the Two of Wands. But however, the Fool card seems to be having some sort of yearning for wanting to go out into the world, do something completely different, perhaps leave a previous life behind, follow their heart's desire, follow a new path of some description. And this in some ways would kind of be backed up by the Two of Wands, where there seems to be success, comfort, yet that restlessness of kind of, well, what do I do now type of thing. The Ten of Wands on the end is somebody in fact feeling very overwhelmed, very overburdened. Maybe they've got stuck in a rut in life and life's going along fairly okay. However, they maybe just need a sense of adventure, of just being able to move away from the sense of overwhelm, overwork that they've been experiencing. Coming into the present, the Sun card is usually something that's to do with bright, optimistic sun, maybe feeling a little bit better, health-wise, mentally, emotionally. And next to that, we've got the Nine of Cups, which is generally a feeling of satisfaction, of contentment, that feeling as though there's a lot of things going well. However, again, the Nine of Cups can also point to this sense of, well, don't allow yourself to kind of get too complacent. Now, interestingly then, as we start to go along, we've got the Four of Pentacles and the Seven of Swords, which the Four of Pentacles is often pointing towards possibly lack, although in this case I would say that's probably not the case, but maybe more miserliness, maybe somebody who's perhaps done quite well financially, however they don't spend. Their money is a source of stress to them. It's a source of anxiety to them. It's not really bringing them any pleasure. And by the Seven of Swords, this would maybe point to somebody who's either themselves feel as though they've taken from somebody else in some way. Maybe that's time, maybe that's money, emotionally. And this does seem to be causing a little bit of a conflict, especially when you kind of look back to the Six of Pentacles, where there's more of a need to have things in balance. The Strength card is very much asking that person to take a much more softly approach. If it is them who has had something taken from them, or something withheld, or somebody has held back, withheld money that's theirs, then it's saying to them that they have all the inner strength, all the inner resources, and they can actually deal with things better from a place of friendship and empathy and understanding than necessarily they can kind of going in and attacking type of thing. There's some new learning, some new studying coming in for somebody. And then they've got the Nine of Wands and the Ten of Swords. So whatever kind of battling they've been doing with other people, they've come out a little bit battle scarred with a few war wounds. And they are still on top of the situation, although it's looking as though that there's still battling to be done. It's not quite over. It's not quite finished yet. The Ten of Swords is perhaps somebody then feeling let down, stabbed in the back, feeling as though they've been walked all over by another person, feeling somewhat low in every sense of the word. This might also be somebody being undermined by another person. However, the thing with the Ten of Swords that it asks us to look at, very similar to the Death card, is that, yes, it might all look bleak, and in a lot of ways, something has ended. However, there is a bright sunshine, there's a bright dawn, there's a bright horizon there for them if they can just let go of the feelings of being hurt, let down, overwhelmed, all of these other kinds of things. Next to that is the Queen of Wands, which, depending on the person that you're reading for, might be that person, if it's a woman. It might also be somebody that's coming in to help them. And this is a person, most likely a very independent, strong-minded, quite forceful, fairly stubborn, maybe a little bit bossy type of woman. Very capable of running her own business, but very sort of creative, very out there, very independent. And next to that is celebrations, which is the Three of Cups. And this can also be women getting together, helping each other, supporting each other. If this is for a woman, then the value of female friends. Next to that is the Nine of Pentacles, which is a situation where there is more financial stability there. Then the final three cards we've got here, we've got the Lovers, the Hanged Man and the Justice. So the Lovers is bringing something to do with relationships, perhaps a relationship that the person's been involved with, or maybe they're looking towards a friendship to turn into a relationship. The Hanged Man is bringing delays in everything they're doing and is just asking them to be patient, to take their time, to go with the flow. And the Justice card as the end card may well have something to do with legal and official situations. It may be that there is a need for balance. There is a need to have the outer and the inner balanced. And perhaps the person really does need to look at things from a much more balanced, objective perspective. As you're going through this, as you're actually doing a reading for someone, you can be checking with them to make sure that what you're saying is making sense to them. And that's simply with a question of, does that make sense to you? What you don't want to be doing is really probing for information. Because if you do that, one, it seems very unprofessional. It seems as if you're just kind of fishing for the information, which to feed back to people. And there are a lot of I've come across a lot of unprofessional people who do that. But it's more to clarify that you're on the right track, that what you're saying is making sense to them. If they volunteer more information or they tell you more about their situation, that's absolutely fine. Because then what you can kind of do is interpret the cards in light of what they've said. But that's a point where it's very important for you to be careful that you don't put your own projections, your own opinions, your own thoughts on what that person should or shouldn't do onto the reading. So sometimes it's more helpful to have as little information as possible. But sometimes if people are volunteering it, just trust your intuition and trust that feeling that when they say something, when they're talking about something, that you can kind of point to the cards that are relevant to them to give them the appropriate guidance. Now, if you start all of your readings with asking that all the information that comes through you and out of your mouth is for the highest good of the person that you're reading for, and if it's for yourself, that the information comes from a place of highest love, highest truth, and is for your highest good. And just allow that to unfold, because, again, the important thing we must not do is try and tell people what they should or shouldn't do with their lives, because that's not what the cards are for. Ultimately, that person is responsible for their own lives, for their own decisions. The other thing you can do with this spread is look at things from bottom to top. So you can look at things from in groups of three in columns. And sometimes that will also give added insight into a particular part of what's going on for somebody. The columns don't have particular allocations or particular meanings, but that may be something that as you're working with this particular spread, that you allocate to that for yourself. So you might look at it and say, well, each time I do this spread, the first column is going to represent the person themselves. Maybe the second column is other people. The third is work. The fourth is relationships, and so on. You can allocate things if that works for you to do that. And remember then that if you allocate a particular area of somebody's life in the spread, stick with that then. And what you'll find is that your cards will work with you. So if you said, for example, okay, column one is about the person themselves, what you'll find as you use this and as you practice it, that the cards will then fall in that, in those positions to reflect what's going on for the person themselves. And it's also quite important in closing, just to say with the relationship with your cards are a tool, and that is all they are. Nothing more, nothing less. They're a pack of cards with 78 pictures on them. They have no power. They cannot make decisions. They cannot give advice. They are a tool for enabling you to connect with your unconscious mind or your higher self, angels, guides, whatever you want to call it, and also enabling the person that you're reading for to connect with their own source of wisdom, intuition, guides, angels, whatever it may be. And the important thing is that you kind of set the relationship with this, with your cards, that you are boss. And by that, what I mean is to say, when you come to do a spread with your cards, to say, right, this is what I want to know. Sometimes what I have found, if you allow your cards to control you, what can happen is that the answers that come through are either very vague, very wishy-washy, don't make any sense. And particularly if you keep asking the same question over and over, you'll very often find that the answers, after about the second or third time you've asked the question, just become vague and meaningless and nonsensical. What you're doing is you're tapping into the universal energies, and you're tapping into your angels, guides, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it, the source of energy that's out there that's kind of greater than all of us, the all-knowing, where everything's stored. And if you use it on the basis that I've got a question to ask, I'm open to listening to the answers, listening to the guidance, ultimately I'm going to make my own decision as to what I do, and I am in charge. If you approach your cards in that way, then you will get sensible, helpful, useful answers. If you approach your cards in any way with any sort of fear, or that you're giving them power that they don't have, I have seen where the energies then have just started wreaking havoc, and you get stupid answers and nothing comes through that's very sensible. So you establish from the start your relationship that the cards are a tool you're going to use. If you open yourself up and prepare yourself for the energies coming through, connect to your source of wisdom, And when you've finished, just close the whole thing off, thank the cards, thank your angels, guides, and put them back in the box. I hope you've enjoyed our tarot course here. I hope you found how easy it is to be able to read tarot cards for yourself, to be able to develop your intuition, look at the pictures, notice what's happening, develop your feelings. And I hope you'll go on to practice to do readings for yourself and to use these cards as a tool in your everyday life for personal growth, for fun, for personal development, for answering questions, for guidance. If you have any questions, then please do contact me. I'm Amanda Goldston. You can find me at www.learntarotonline.com. Please do come over to the site, say hello, make contact, and I look forward to being with you again at some point when we're talking tarot again. Bye for now.